Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Support WrestleTalk!
Give us a subscribe.
Hey everybody, I'm John Cena.
Hey, it's professional wrestler Colt Boom Boom Cabana.
Hey, I'm Double J, Jeff here.
This is Rich Swann.
Matt Riddle, the King of Rose.
Support WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk. Do it, bro.
Support Ali. Support Luke. Support WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk. Home of Luke Owen. Whatever WrestleTalk is and whoever Luke Owen is. Quote the Raven. Nevermore.
WrestleTalk. Rumble. No Live.
But looks like there's been a serious injury in the main event of WWE's TLC pay-per-view this year. I'm Ollie Davis, this is Luke Owen. Welcome to this highlights and lowlights quick wrap-up of everything that just happened on TLC. It was about a 3.25-hour pay-per-view overall, 4.25 if you include the pre-show. Please press the thumbs-up button, give us a subscribe, let us know your thoughts on that main event in the comments down below. We'll try and get to as many of them as possible, but we'll do three highlights, three lowlights. We'll start off with the lowlight for me, which was the main event. It's the second women's main event in a row. Of course, we had the Survivor Series one that was a disappointment. This TLC Women's Tag Championship match between Charlotte and Becky against the Kabuki Warriors was bad.
It started off quite fun because it never felt like it was ever in control of anything. Like, we joked during the live stream, it felt like they, before they went out, was like, oh, we'll make it up on the fly, but then had no ideas. They were like, well, we'll tie you to the ladder. We'll do it. They just kind of made up all these wacky spots. But at a certain point, it stopped being funny and became a bit scary and was no longer fun to watch. And it just became a botch fest and it just completely fell apart.
Yeah, and that seems to be because Kairi Sane was injured. We haven't had that reportedly said to us or anything, but just looking at what happened, how the match went down, it seems like she got concussed pretty early on. You said saw there might be one spot.
Yeah, so I saw there was a video that was posted online on Twitter saying that they think this is where the concussion happened. And it was right at the start of the match when Becky and Charlotte were clearing the announcers' tables off. And Becky's like throwing the monitors. So like absentmindedly just throwing the monitors. But one of them hits Kairi Sane in the back of the head. So that's one potential place it could have happened. The other theory is that it was when Sane had them both set up for the insane elbow. She had Charlotte and Becky on the same table. And she went up onto the ring apron and then just sort of seemingly slipped and fell forwards. And for me, I think that's more likely where something went awry, because the match really fell to pieces for a few moments there. And Charlotte was directing the camera to move somewhere else. And then when Kairi Sane got into spot for the next, into position for the next spot, Charlotte couldn't spear Sane. Like, she charged at her, and Kairi Sane's 90 pounds soaking wet. But she, like, and Charlotte nearly bounced off of her.
Yeah, they just kind of crumpled into a heap together. Charlotte seemed, like, this just us speculating here, she then seemed to get very, very annoyed. Like how Randy Orton used to lose his rag in matches when things weren't going as smoothly as possible.
She shouted, and I quote, enough of this S word.
Yeah, and she swore multiple times throughout the match, and the pay-per-view feed had to cut the audio for it. And Sane, I think it's showing all the symptoms of a concussion, Charlotte then picked up Sane in a powerbomb spot
to go through a table
off the back of this collapsed spear, but Sane isn't going up. I don't know if Sane's trying to go up and she's just a bit loopy, or Sane doesn't want to go up. But either way, Charlotte is putting her through that table. She slams Sane through this table that's already set up on the outside and then just storms off the other way, very sort of fired up. And Sane is just laying on the floor and Asuka comes out. And, you know, Asuka's a professional. She sort of does a few spots to throw the shade off of. And then Asuka goes over to Kairi Sane. And Sane looks upset. Like she looks, and that's where I started to, I stepped to her, I was like, this is uncomfortable to watch now. And Asuka lifts Sane up and they're talking to each other with the hair covering whatever they're saying to each other. And it you know, that they're the heels here. That this obviously wasn't planned, because now I'm feeling very empathetic towards the bad guys.
And then Sane's next spot was around the other side of the ring with Becky, where Becky tried to hit her with a chair, but she sort of like ducked underneath it. It was like Sane was moving in slow motion. Like she wasn't doing the spots. Like she wasn't doing the spots that she was given, or like, you know, told to do. Like, this is what we're going to do next. And I mean, Brian Alvarez of that powerbomb spot said the Kairi fought harder to go up for that powerbomb than anyone fought for anything at UFC last night. And actually, this has just come in, actually. Kairi being medically checked right now may not have an actual diagnosis until the pre-Raw checkup.
Mm. So when they always test people before the Monday night tapings.
Just going to see if anything else is coming up.
It's and then like after that, because they're just scrambling. A lot of these women's matches, unfortunately, are highly choreographed, which, you know, is completely needless when you've got someone like Asuka and Becky Lynch in there.
And Kairi Sane.
Yeah, and Kairi Sane as well. They know how to work a match on the fly. But when you've got a script and then something slightly goes off, it seems a lot harder to be able to get back on track. And near the end of the match, off the back of all this stuff with the missed spots with Sane, Asuka powerbombs Charlotte off the top rope, essentially, outside through a table. And I don't know, that Charlotte wasn't seen for the rest of the match after that. She went down and she immediately, it looked like she didn't brace her neck. Mm-hmm. And she, you know, I mean, it's hard to not hurt your head anyway if you're going down from that height through a table onto the floor outside. So I don't know if Charlotte's injured as well.
Grab the back of her head.
Yeah. So, but it was a train wreck of a main event. It was clear that Sane was concussed very early. I have no idea why they continued to do the match for so long and continually with TLC spots.
Yeah, because it then had a very, very flat finish. Like a finish that had kind of been set up earlier in the night, because they'd, as I said, they tied Becky Lynch to a ladder at one point. And then when Becky's climbing up the ladder, Asuka pulls it with the rope that had been tied to it. And then she just runs up the ladder and grabs it. But it never felt like that was the planned finish.
Mm.
Like, you know what I mean? It didn't feel like that was your big killer spot to end off this chaotic match.
Well, and that brings us on to the other low light, which is the actual ending angle we got for this pay-per-view. Wasn't Asuka retaining the championships? And, you know, she won last year's TLC, that great triple threat main event that she had with Charlotte and Becky.
And the shine was on Ronda there.
Exactly, and Ronda Rousey got to properly close the pay-per-view. But here, it was the entire, well, not the entire men's roster, but a large portion of the SmackDown crew. They had been weirdly shown fighting backstage before this match. So Baron Corbin, Roman Reigns, The Revival, New Day, Shorty G was
Buddy
in
Murphy
there,
was
Buddy
there.
Murphy, which is weird because he's a Raw guy. And, you know, that was half an hour ago. And this match finishes, and then they come through the crowd and they're all still brawling. And Roman jumps, like, spears Corbin off onto 30 dudes. It was just a bit... It didn't really make sense. And it was
it's
just
all
a bit...
billed for the Rumble, I guess.
Yeah.
But you're right, it doesn't make...
The Rumble's in 6 weeks.
And you know, and it's, you know, fine to start the build for that now. And I'm not sort of knocking WWE for starting the build for the Royal Rumble now, obviously, you know. But it never felt like this was the time to start doing it. And also, like, when they were doing it, this never felt like... I mean, you can put two and two together that it's billed for the Rumble. But it was never like, right.
Yeah.
This is very clearly... a Royal Rumble thing.
It just felt like a continuation of the Roman Baron stuff.
Exactly.
And then, like, the third low light really was the crowd. After being very hot for the opening match, which we'll get onto because that's a definite highlight, the crowd sat on their hands all night, even when they were being given excellent wrestling with Aleister Black and Buddy Murphy, which is fine. They haven't been given much reason to care about them. But later on, they just never came alive for anything.
No, they were coming alive for spots, but not the substance. Mm. Like, even in the Bray Wyatt Miz match, they were really into Bray Wyatt. But when Miz was attacking him, they weren't really into that at all. And when Daniel Bryan came back at the end of it, they were into him doing yes, and they were into him doing his running knee. But anything else, they were... Like, he set up to do the face stomp thing. Crowd went completely silent for it.
Yeah, they just wanted the yes.
Yeah.
But highlights-wise, the first three matches, pre-show included, so Humberto Carrillo versus Andrade, The Revival versus New Day in a ladder match,
yep,
and Aleister Black versus Buddy Murphy, all three of them 4 stars and above easy.
Yeah.
Great matches, all three. And in different ways as well. You had a sort of Mexican strong style to open.
Yeah.
Then you had this great ladder tag match. And then you had just an indie match with Murphy and Black.
It was so good.
Yeah.
It was really, really great stuff.
An indie match is the wrong word, actually. It was a takeover match.
Yeah.
They had an NXT takeover match.
Like, first match on a card at a takeover show. Mm. And I just wish it had been in front of a takeover crowd, because this TLC crowd were not there for that match, and they didn't react to either guy when they made their entrance, and they were just on their hands for the whole match, apart from, as we said, like, if you do a big spot, people go oh, and then instantly just go quiet again. And they didn't pop for the Black Mass and the finish. It was a really...
Highlights, Luke. Highlights. We're talking about the positives.
Okay, yeah, no, but what I'm saying is that I really wish they were, because it was a great, great match. And it would have been a match that I think a lot more people would be talking about. And, I mean, you know, as the people were saying in the chats, you keep getting them out there and doing those matches. Eventually it will get over.
Well, we had another gimmick, really, that was first trialed here, and that was Bray Wyatt wrestling as not The Fiend. He was wrestling as his Firefly Funhouse, Mr. Rogers-style character, and he came out to the Firefly Funhouse music. He was wearing the jumper. He came down to the ring, and at first I was like, ooh, is this working? And then it just clicked.
I was into this, like, from the get-go. Like, where they had a new graphic for him, like, for a new name bar for him. And he came out, and it was just the Firefly Funhouse music, all three verses of it playing. And, like, the lights were, like, really bright. And Bray's selling of this character was so good and so captivating that I was sold on this from the get-go. I thought it was magnificent stuff.
Yeah, the crowd didn't really know what to think at first. But Bray kept on being, like, this mischievous, cheeky, innocent, lovely guy.
Posed for a selfie with a fan.
Yeah, and he kept on doing this thing where he pretended to get in the ring and then he stopped and the crowd went, haha. And he did that a couple more times. Every time the crowd really got into it. So when he gets in the ring, the crowd erupted.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, well, that's just a fun comedy spot. No, it's actually very, very interesting with his let me in character. Not only has he physically, literally gotten in the ring, he's also figuratively been let into the hearts of all these fans.
Yeah.
And then, like, well, unfortunately, that the match itself wasn't as interesting.
Highlights.
Yeah, because of The Miz. But then afterwards, Wyatt, the Fiend appeared on screen, and Bray was like, oh, okay, yeah,
he's
sure.
He's here.
I'll do this for you. And he gets a mallet out. Some kind of mallet. From underneath the ring. He goes to just kill The Miz, but the lights cut off. And it's Daniel Bryan. And that's the third highlight we were going to talk about. Daniel Bryan has returned from being sucked underneath the ring by Bray.
Now, with his hair torn out by The Fiend.
And it's American Dragon style Daniel Bryan. And early NXT Daniel Bryan.
Had the burgundy hoodie on as well, like the William Regal colors that he used to wear. It was a really nice, and he's got the full buzz cut, shaved head again, trimmed the beard back. Looks way younger. Like, he's taken a lot of years, like, off of himself. Looks great. It's funny, everyone's talking about, like, he, you know, started in NXT in 2010. So he started off the decade with that buzz cut look, and he has ended the decade with that look as well. Like, even though he's become very known for the long haired and the big beard, it was a really, really cool look for him. Crowd were really into him making a comeback as well, and I'm excited to see this new version of Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, hopefully a synthesis of the Yes Movement Bryan, but also that more serious late Ring of Honor American Dragon Daniel Bryan. Hopefully
totally.
We see those together. But yes, overall, TLC, we'll have our full review up later, probably, you know, early tomorrow by this time. I thought it was the second half of the show really brought it down.
Yeah, really.
But those first three matches, absolutely incredible. But unfortunately, only really a 2 out of 5 show. Low 3 out of 5, maybe.
I would be in agreement with that. I thought the first three matches were so good. Mm. I thought we were on for a great show, because yeah. I was really looking forward to the Kabuki Warriors tag match. I was really looking forward to Rusev Lashley. And so I thought we were going to be on for a really good show here. But unfortunately, it did fall off the rails a little bit. I don't agree. There's been sort of like a common thread that was in our live chats here. And I've just seen in the live chats in this stream as well that a lot of people think that this is proof that women can't main event pay-per-views, which I really don't agree with. Because the last year's TLC main event was absolutely fantastic.
The War Games women's match was the best match on that TakeOver card.
Yeah, that was the opener, though.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it's not the women wrestling. It's probably WWE giving them a very choreographed, scripted match
to
wrestle.
That's exactly it, yeah. So I don't agree with that statement at all. It's just, and it's a real shame that this injury seems to have just completely thrown this match out of whack. But I would probably agree that it was a... By the end, when you look at it overall, it is 2 out of 5. Maybe a high 2 out of 5, because those first three matches were so, so good.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.